Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you have a good weekend? Did you manage to put politics out of your mind and relax a little bit? Oh. If I may answer for you, no freaking way. You didn't go to the beach and put your feet in the sand. You didn't travel somewhere without looking up, well, do they have mask restrictions and what about the vaccine? Do I have to have the vaccine and all that? Do you live in New York? Are you getting my show there? Where you got to show your vaccine passport or whatever? What part of your life is not now impacted by politics? Politics, folks, is your life. Many of you wrestled with various elements of what I talk about 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. And that's the only time that you hear it. Because let me tell you, when you do my job, it is 24/7. It is a pain in the butt to have to do what I do, to know what I know, and have to prep you for what the world is trying to do to you every single day, 24/7, 365 days a year, 52 weeks out of the year. Use whatever numbers you need. But here's what I will tell you. As my grandmother would say, the devil don't rest, boy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hit that website. Look, people tell you to go to a website, and it's become very trite. Like, visit my website and da-da. Visit my website. Let me tell you why. That's where I write. That's where we make our videos. That's where our ideas are out there. There are places on there that benefit you if you want to take advantage of them. We use a service that saves us hundreds of dollars. My friend, Jeff Christensen, runs it, and he allowed me to offer it to individuals. He only does this for companies, but he allowed me to offer it to individuals where you can get your meds, recurring meds, diabetes, you know, Corlinor for your heart or whatever. You can get those different recurring meds for $60 a month for most people. I don't care if it costs you $500 a month or $5,000. You're going to get a huge discount with Jeff. This isn't good RX. This is something very strategic. If it isn't for you, tell a friend. I promise you, if you do this, it does work. And that is as simple as that. Also, look, I'm going to tell you guys something else. I'm going to give you another plug. The Flick Fest. We loaded 80 movies last month. We load at least 20. I know we're up to 50. At least 50 movies a month. Conservatives complain about Hollywood. They complain about pop culture. And they do very little to change it. I don't care if you watch movies. Go to the Flick Fest. Get signed up. Why? Because Kevin Jackson is trying to move the needle in our direction. And is it working? You're doggone right it is. And I'm going to tell you why. This hour and for every show, I'm going to explain to you how we make a difference. I don't criticize any other groups. They can do what they want to do. But when I'm looking at stuff, I want to know who's moving the needle. Politics is your life, folks. Remember the days when our lives were not embroiled in politics? When we didn't have to make a decision, for example, between getting a death poke or keeping our job? What kind of country have we become where we've got to make that decision? Remember when Democrats would say, oh, they want to take money away from old people. It's either get your meds or get your food. Well, what is this? This isn't get your meds or get your food. This is get your poke so you can die or become debilitated or keep your job. What does your job provide? Shelter? Food? Everything that you need to be alive? It's amazing to me how far we've come. Not good, in a bad way. Oh, there's good news coming because I don't ever leave my audience. Not the conservative, God-fearing, Bible-thumping, gun-toting American audience that I have. You are not going to leave here feeling bad. Because no matter how bad it is for a leftist, I'm going to tell you something. When we put our minds to it, they go down. I warned conservatives this of this years ago when I first came out of management consulting, and I said, I'm going to apply the risk factors that I've learned over my career to this industry. And I warned everybody. I said, look, you better learn how to make things easier, because that's what the Democrats are doing. Let me give you an example. Voter ID, voter stuff. How did they win this election? They got companies to rig their machines. They got people stacking the deck on voter rolls. They are making it easier for them to win. And the reason why they are forced to do that is because they have nothing that the world wants. They must force their ideology on you. Why are you taking this vaccine that you don't need? This experimental drug that is killing people, that under any normal circumstances, they would be putting people in prison for giving out these shots. Or certainly the FDA would have said, stop it. This is nonsense. It's not going to, this doesn't work. But they have to force it on you. You lose your job if you don't get it. They make it easier on themselves. Well, we stole the election. Now let's go for it. And they do. Ask, I'm just telling you, you look at how, ask yourself how the Republicans have made it easier for you. Are they letting dead people vote? Are they bringing in hordes of people that they can put on the voter rolls that they know consistently will vote for the Republicans? Are they doing anything to make their job easier? By the way, all that's cheating. So I'm not saying, I'm not condoning it, but I'm telling you what Democrats are doing. Are Republicans working with Dominion and other companies to rig voting machines and rig elections? If they are, they better let somebody else know. It's the biggest secret of all. Republicans, I mean, we don't even fight it when we see it happening. I'm not saying us, but I mean in general. The leadership of the Republican Party. They don't fight. They're not fighting this corruption of the Democrats. They've watched it happen day in and day out. Whether it's Hillary Clinton's emails, Comey. Comey should be in prison. This dude's probably vacationing somewhere maskless. Worth millions of dollars now. Writing books. Hanging out in forests and giving us Deepak Chopra type quotes. I'm telling you, conservatives, make things easier, because leftists are going to continue to make your lives miserable. Conservative problem solving, like the guy who invented the broom. He got tired of scooping things up with his hands. So he made a broom. He put some straw together so I can do this easier. And he figured out He figured out a way to get more dirt in one swoosh. He problem solved. How about we start doing that? More when we get back. Keep it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got lots more stuff to discuss. You know, the Manosphere is one of the things I want to talk about. I did an interview with some folks that are on my team. I want to talk about that. But there's a host of other things. Gabby Petito, of course, we got to talk about her, right? Or the 14-year-old kid who shot an L.A. police officer on his way to the job. A 14-year-old kid. But, you know, of course, it was about gun control. And, of course, the cop deserved to be shot, right? Did I have to tell you that the kid was black? Oh, I didn't? Okay, cool, good. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Making Sense Out of the Crazy World of Leftism, Unapologetically and Unafraid. Speaking of which, we're going to be doing our comedy tour. We'll get more details around that. If you want to help us, which we encourage it, go to the website, do what Bob and Carol did, send a check. Do what my buddy Albert does, send a check. They're old school. Or if you're new school, hit the button and donate. Help us out. I don't even think of it as asking. It's like a pastor. He's up there I'm not trying to make myself into a pastor, but conservatism is my religion. But at the end of the day, we can't do this by ourselves. I'm not George Soros. Not even close. If George Soros said he would adopt me right now, I wouldn't do it. I might just say, hey, look, let's just nod and say we did, and you can put me in the will, but I would not become a Soros. I could have easily sold out. Many of you could have, too. This isn't about me. I guarantee you, you've had things in your life that you could have compromised on, and you could have made more money or something. You said, nope, not me. Well, welcome to being a pragmatist, a conservative. Because that's what conservatives do. Leftists sell out. I'm in the middle of my pep talk, but I just want you to know we do have more to talk about this show. So I was talking about how we don't do enough to make things easier in the conservative movement. We fall for the games that leftists play when they want to talk about pro-life versus pro-choice and all this other stuff. We fall for it. We're not like the guy who cleans up a room and he's using his hands and he says, you know what, if I put all this straw together and wrap it, I can make a broom, something that'll bring it all together into one place for me. I don't have to use my feet or my hands, you know. And he did. And then somebody else got even smarter than he. And this guy invented the vacuum cleaner. Was it Kirby? I think that's his name. I don't know who invented the vacuum cleaner, but some guy went, you know, if I put a motor on here. And I just sucked up all this dirt. I wouldn't even have to get down there and sweep. So he invented a better way to get the dirt out. So what I want you to think about is the metaphor, folks, is what's the best way for us as conservatives to get the dirt out of D.C.? You know, drain the swamp, as it were. We need a conservative broom. Then we need somebody to invent a conservative vacuum, something that will just suck all that dirt out of the room. Get rid of the dirt, the rhinos, other people who pretend to care about this country when, in fact, everything they do shows their hatred of America. The biggest assault on American sovereignty is occurring right now in your lifetime. God put you here in this moment to see the tipping point of where we're going to go. There has been no battle more fierce that's been fought than is happening right now. Not D-Day, not the push against Hitler and that Nazi scourge. I assure you, folks, leftism makes Hitler look like a feminine Boy Scout. I don't know why I'm chuckling because something just went through my head on it. But I assure you that this is not... The battle that you're waging right now is so big. As much as I respect the veterans of D-Day and all that, I really do. I want you to understand the bombs that are hitting as you land on the beach. The doxing that occurs, the social media people looking at your profile before they hire you or whatever. The idea that somebody wants you to get a death poke for you to work. So before you disagree with me, folks, here's what I want you to understand. Without firing a shot, the left got you to voluntarily imprison yourself, cocooned by a scam. Then, to embarrass you, they got you to put a diaper on your face that you know in your heart of hearts doesn't give you an ounce of protection against this scam that you know is a scam. Oh, Kevin, people did die and I'm just... Yes, they did, and people got sick and I'm one of them. I'm not telling you disease doesn't exist, but I'll tell you this. The mask did not stop me from getting that stupid disease. Anyway, 18 months now, we've been 20 months, whatever, I don't know the number. Does it matter? If you put a diaper on your face for any reason, you're still a face diaper putter on her. You know, like I say to dudes, if you try homosexuality once, you're a homosexual, as far as I'm concerned. Now, it doesn't mean I don't like you, but don't be telling, oh, Kevin, I did have this one instance with a dude in college. Okay, well, you're gay. No, I'm not. Yeah. You're like an alcoholic. Once you're an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. You may not take a drink, but you're an alcoholic. But I ain't mad at you. Still love you, man. Here, where they got you to abandon your friends and your family and effectively to stop living your life over lies. They redefine normal for you with scare tactics, and you are, oh, I don't know, man, I could lose, you know. Everybody's scared. Hey, you either believe in something that's driving your life or you don't. You either believe that God is going to look out for you and that the greater good will survive this, or you don't. And I'm not trying to don't make decisions based on me. Not based on what I say. You got to live your life. You got to do you. You do you, I'll do me, okay? But I'm going to talk about you. These leftists got many of you to take a jab. Some of them, they forced you.
Oh, well, under fear of employment, you should.
Well, let me tell you this. And I think you guys know me well enough to know this. If I were working in corporate America and they said, Kevin, you got to take the shot or lose your job, I'd say, then fire me. Because I can tell you right now, I will tell HR, I'm not taking your shot. You will fire this black man. I ain't quitting, but you'll fire me. Now, I may go the route of, okay, I'll do my religious thing. Oh, here it is, Kevin. What religion? Kevin, you got to be the Church of Scientology. Okay, then. Hello, McTabbits, or whatever his name is. I just joined your church. But I may not be a practitioner, but I whatever it takes. But if push comes to shove, if people know me out there, I'd quit. And I've proven it. Because feminism got me fired. And I predicted it, and I quit. People know. I'm not lying. But some of you didn't. And that's okay. You took the shot. I'm not mad at you. I just wouldn't do it. Our opponents sided with China, folks, a country bent on destroying our way of life, antithetical to who we are. They joined China publicly, and most Americans didn't push back one bit. We got more when I get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The State Department is working to rescue Christian American missionaries kidnapped in Haiti. A notorious gang is reportedly holding 17 people hostage, including 5 children. They were taken after visiting an orphanage. Officials say they were ambushed by armed men on a road outside the capital. A nonprofit reports 628 kidnappings this year and says the gang typically demands ransoms of around $20,000. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is remembering former Secretary of State Colin Powell. He died at the age of 84 from complications due to COVID.
Secretary Powell trusted the career workforce here. He made sure that the desk officer who knew a particular country or issue most deeply was the one who got to brief him or the president.
Blinken adding that he spent time with Powell on the 4th of July. USA Radio News. New data from the Fed Reserve show the wealthiest 10% now control a record 89% of shares on Wall Street. In fact, the top 1% gained $6.5 trillion in market wealth during the COVID-19 pandemic. 3 people are dead after a knife attack in Arkansas.
3 people dead and a police officer wounded after a knife attack in Arkansas on Sunday. Fort Smith police say they got a call about a fight with weapons at 6 a.m. And when officers arrived, they found, they say, Christopher Connor striking a 15-year-old in the face and the head with a rock. The police chief says as the officer tried to restrain the man, the suspect pulled out a knife and slit the officer's throat. The officer fired at Connor, killing him. The teen was pronounced dead at the hospital, and the lifeless body of a 42-year-old woman was also found in the home. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back from a non-restful weekend, and all the stuff that occurs in leftism has occurred. Chicago shot itself up. Every city in America shot itself up, and the only respite that they're going to get is it's going to get cold. And that's going to make people to, you know, decide to stay in a little bit. We got a Marine that spoke out against something that had to do with Biden, and he's getting court-martialed, right? We have Americans still remaining in Afghanistan. We haven't even talked about them. People are running from their lives as we sat in the comfort of our homes worried about what? Our jobs? Are we going to be able to travel again? All the things that you used to do freely. But hey, I'm telling you right now, there is good news. I'm making you wait. This is called a teaser. I'm making you wait, but we got good news. Everything I talked about earlier in the broadcast, all these things that the left is doing, trying to connive against you, making it easier for them to do their jobs. And with all that, what looked like defeat in this battle royale, we are winning. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. No longer are people falling for the nonsense of the media, the nonsense of the government, their politicians, even their clergy, their doctors. See, we used to exalt people. By title, you got put on a pedestal, and we believed you. Because, see, there was a time in America where people, it was for the public good, the greater good. But the tyranny that's happened in the last few years has pushed many people too far. Now, you conservative pragmatists, even Republicans, are considered the good guys. And this is in the eye of former leftists, people who abandoned the Democratic Party. Leftists are scared of their former friends, people. Some of them are still undercover, on the down low. But many of them have just said, screw it. I'm done with it. I've seen enough. They've abandoned the left and they've moved to the center, if not the center right. And a few hardy warriors on their side that really got it, they moved, quote, far right. And you want to know why all that occurred? Because a few of you, a few hardy warriors, fought back. Now you're going, Kevin, I don't remember the war. When did I fight back, bro? I want to remind you of my inspirational talks with you. with my people that listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, 844-551-8255. I want to remind you of the importance of you. Others may not tell you this, but I tell you this, and I tell you this all the time, and I'm not doing it to make you like, oh, you know, oh, they'll send me a couple of shekels if I say something good. I will tell you this to your face. I will tell you this if you've never sent me a dime, never want to send me a dime or help me in any way. You are important. You may not even be important to me, even though I'm glad you're listening, but you are certainly important to the people in your sphere. And how much you radiate, how nuclear are you? That depends on how big of a blast radius you want to make. But I'll tell you this, I find you very important. America needs you, not the collective. I'm not saying you figuratively for everybody. I'm saying America needs you. Are you hearing my voice? I'm not talking to my radio audience. I'm speaking directly to you. You, the individual. Your contribution may seem small to you, but it's huge when it's added to others who think like you. And you know the beauty of it? You don't even know how big it is. When you decided, you know what, I want something different, and you voted for Trump, you may have felt like you were an outlier. Like, man, this is crazy. I'm actually liking this guy. What's up with this? Well, you know what? 80 million of you felt that way. The most in history. The most in history. The most. If you had told me somebody could surpass Barack Obama in 2008 in politics in my lifetime, I would have. In 2008, I would have said, or certainly 2009, I would have went, man, you're out of your mind. This dude is at a level, and everything else after that has got to go down. Now I'm talking about adjusted for the population too, because you know the population grows bigger every day, but. Per capita, Barack Obama set the boundary. He was like Bob Beamon in the long jump when he jumped over 29 feet, and people were like, nobody's ever going to jump over that again. It took decades before people jumped over that. Trump outdid Obama in just a decade. Obama was who's that guy? You remember that black president? What? Now remind me. Donald Trump did it. And he did it because of you. And what I want you to understand is there were many people out there going, man, I'm not going to tell anybody about it. How many people were in the whisper campaign for Trump if you voted for him? Because I know many of you were. I told you guys I was at an Indianapolis 500 party, and a lady came up and she says, Kevin. She looked around and she goes, are you a Trumpster? And I went, oh, heck yeah. I went crazy. And she was looking around. I was like, don't be embarrassed to tell people you're voting for Trump. Not even that. Three quarters of the people at this party were going to vote for Trump. Everybody's like, I don't know, man. You know what? Every time I go out, I strike up a conversation, and you know what I find? I find people thinking like me. People that you look at and you go, nah, this person ain't a Democrat. But I'm such a strong conservative. I'm like, man, yeah, I'm a total conservative. Oh, me too, man. Me too. What? The majority, you guys think I'm lying. The majority of the time, this is what happens. I know my producer's like, man, we got a lot of stuff to cover. We're covering stuff. This is more important. Because I want people to know that they, where they are. So I want you to think about everything the left has done to break you down. And here you stand. Lies, lies, and more lies told to demoralize you. To embarrass you, to shame you. Name calling, politishaming, and you survived that tyranny. And you survived the tyranny that's following all of that. Because, see, it's one thing to call you a racist, it's another to mandate you get a shot. Well, how did you withstand that? Have you thought about it? You withstood it because you've been hardened. See, there's no sugarcoating here. I was thinking about it with my son, my youngest son. He came up, told me something. I was like, boy, shut up. I shamed him. I bullied him. I'm going to talk more about that. And when you come see the comedy tour, you'll really get a fun aspect of bullying. But here's how you got hardened. Years of failure. Then some accomplishments. Then more failures. And then what you realize is that your failures weren't failures at all. They were things that led to all the accomplishments. And every piece of it, every little piece of that puzzle is what led you to be the amazing person you are. And I don't know who is your guru, who is your psychologist or whatever, but let me help you with something. You are an amazing person. And I'm going to bet you people tell you that are around you. But if they don't, I want to be the one to let you know how amazing you are. One of God's children whom he lifted at the right moments in your lives, always revealing himself to you. And he continues to do it every single day. Every time you get discouraged, something comes along and makes you go, man, there is a God. There is something out there guiding all this nonsense, all this crazy. And I'll use Barack Obama as an example. In 2008, I knew that clown was going to get elected. But in 2012, I was like, he's gone. And he won. And I made the prediction. I go, he cannot mathematically win. And I still believe they cheated. But he won. And that was the most dejected I've ever seen a conservative movement in my life up to that point. I was too. I woke up after that loss and went, you've got to be kidding me. Lord, what in the world is going on? And then I look back in retrospect, now that I know what I know about Romney and all that, and I go, God, thank you, Jesus. How glory. I mean, I'm happy that Barack Obama won, that he served another 4 years as a meaningless so-called leader of our country who proved that if he was given more time, it still wasn't going to improve. He got everything he needed for us to shut the Democrats up. Carville, well, the Republicans, Barack Obama, Republicans never win another election for 200 years. 200 years. In 2010, we absolutely destroyed Barack Obama. Both midterms. If they hadn't cheated, people would be going, get rid of him. Woo, let's get rid of him. And if Barack Obama had been white, the Democrats would have jettisoned him in 2012, and we would have had a President Romney, which, in God's wisdom, he says, y'all don't need. Because we would have been snookered in again by a rhino so-called Republican who wouldn't have our best interest in mind. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk about anarchy and your part you played in this little COVID anarchy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I set you guys up. I set you up for success. I've complimented you. Now the first two segments of this particular broadcast, this hour, I said, you know, I kind of made you think, uh-oh, I don't know, Kevin, I'm not feeling it. And then in the previous segment, I said, you're amazing, and you are. Welcome back. You hung in there, didn't you? You're like, man, he's giving out all these praises. I'm going to get mine. Good. Get yours. Get you some. Anyway, glad you guys are still sticking with me. I said everything I said earlier in the broadcast because I wanted you to get to this article that was written in the New York Post. And it says, COVID regime is driving Americans to do a healthy non-compliance. And he said that's what Yale political scientist James Scott calls the passive resistance of a society that doesn't like what its rulers are doing to it. In his book, Two Cheers for Anarchy, he writes, one need not have an actual conspiracy to achieve the practical effects of a conspiracy. More regimes have been brought piecemeal to their knees by what was once called Irish democracy. The silent, dogged resistance, withdrawal, and truculence of millions of ordinary people than by revolutionary vanguards or rioting mobs. So you're somewhere between Gandhi, MLK, and Antifa, okay? You're somewhere in between there. Gandhi and MLK are Antifa and BLM. We're in the middle. Irish democracy is when the populace simply doesn't cooperate with the agenda. Sometimes there's active sabotage. Sometimes surreptitious. It took me a while to get that one out. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because I saw the next word, monkey wrenching. And I was like, what? Did they go all racist? Anyway, sometimes surreptitious monkey wrenching. Sometimes foot dragging. Sometimes outright noncompliance. And sometimes it's all at once. And I love this article because I do this, and I know many of you are doing this. I told you guys, every day that they had COVID lockdown, you know what I did? I got in my car, and I drove out. There wasn't much open, but I went out because they told me, you got to put yourself on a plantation, boy, and become a slave again. I said, slave days is over, white people, and I didn't do it. I went out in my, yes, you can talk to anybody who knows me. There was not a single day. Oh, you can't go to the park, so write your whatever. Everything they told me I couldn't do, I did. Couldn't eat in, you know, the restaurants and stuff were closed. You know, you must wear a mask with this. I went into stores where it had the thing right on the front. You're kicked out if you don't wear your mask. I walked smooth in without a mask. And if they said anything to me, I went, I don't wear a mask. And I bought stuff at stores. I broke every rule I possibly could. And many of you probably did much of the same. But he says, right now we are seeing some of that in response to vaccine mandates, mask rules, and various other forms of population control that have been adopted since the scamdemic struck. He called it a pandemic. Go almost anywhere with a mask mandate, and you will see some people not wearing masks at all. My hand just shot up. It was automatic. Did yours do the same thing? Because I wish somebody helped me get this hand down. Yeah, just shut up. Because I didn't do it. If there was a mask mandate, I was the guy that stuck out. You know what's funny? When there's a mask mandate and you stick out, people are looking at your face like, what, look at that freak over there. But you know what they were doing? They were appreciating my black beautiness. That's what they were appreciating. Look at that good-looking man. And they didn't understand why I was so good-looking. Well, you know, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Now, that's what it was. People are like, who is that, man? He is so sexy. What is that he's got on his face? It's called his face. So he goes on, he says, daring people not wearing masks, daring anyone to do anything about it. Often they don't, and they don't. Most of them, they were just like, I'm a lemming, so you're obviously a tough guy because you're not wearing your mask, you doggone Skippy, baby. Yep. He goes on, you also see a lot more with the mask pulled down below their noses, providing the vague suggestion of compliance without actually going along. I was going to tell you guys, I want to go and take video of people, you know, like in these Starbucks baristas, whatever. And there's always one or two of them. They'll have the mask now. I just want to get the shot and go, boop, see, boop, 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 boop. They all eventually do it. Go to the grocery store. All these employees are mandated. All you got to do is watch one or two of them. You'll catch them. Click. I want to document them. Oh, yeah. These masks really work. The masks are so stupid. I don't even know why we keep talking about it. But he says, these people will usually pull the mask up if asked, but then pull it right back down again as soon as the asker leaves the vicinity. Have you done that on an airplane? And he goes on, he writes, hey, why take it seriously when our elites have made it clear that mask rules don't apply to them and their gatherings? He's exactly right. This is you. You have said, I've had enough. I've seen enough. I mean, the ridiculousness. Mask is just one of the subjects that just gets me going, because they left us talk about science, right? So I didn't go into a restaurant one day because they said, well, you have to wear your mask. This is early on. He said, you have to wear your mask for us to take you to the table. I'm looking around the restaurant. Nobody's got a mask on. But they said, in order for us to take you to the table, you need to wear a mask. And I can see 20 people sitting down, mask off. They're not eating, they're not drinking, they're talking, they're waiting for people to come by. Waiters and waitresses have their masks. And this host is a dude. He, well, I can't seat you. It's the law. I go, it's not a law. It's not a law. You know, they can you call it a man, call it whatever you want. It's not a law. And I go, so the 20 feet that you want me to walk, and my wife's like, oh, well, you just, because she wants to eat, but I won't sell out. And then, so we left. She wasn't too happy about me, with me at that point, but it was my anarchy. So we go back to the restaurant, I don't know, a few weeks later, and a friend of ours is now the host, walks us right over. But how many times did you go to a restaurant? And they'd say, well, you've got to wear your mask as we walk through the restaurant. And the minute you walk through the restaurant, you sit down and the mask is off. Yeah, because the disease is so specific. And I got 1,000 of those. And because Nick Searcy and I were joking that the minute you sit down, well, the Wu Flu knows, oh, well, you're below the line. So, you know, yeah, it's only up above there in the hot air of the leftist elitist who want us to self-imprison, etc. So you are fighting back. There are people that I know that had fake vaccination cards. I told them, I'm not getting a fake vaccination card, because that's essentially saying, I believe that this is the mandate. This is, I believe that it's going to come. I'm not going to put any karma out there that makes me believe that I've got to carry around something to prove that I'm not ill over a disease that can't even kill me. You want to know why it can't kill me? Why I can say that? Because I had it and I fought it and I beat it. It wasn't fun, but neither was any flu I've ever had. So, anarchy. You're doing it little by little. And let me tell you, I don't know whether you write letters, make phone calls, whether you don't wear your mask, whether you talk smack when you see people wearing masks, or you look at them like they're stupid. You know what I do now? I see people wearing a mask. I look at them like, virtue signaling woke knucklehead leftist. That's what you are. Now, I know that's not fair because it generalizes. And I tend to do this to people who are 90. No, I'm kidding. I don't. I do it to kids. I'll even go up to a youngster. I go, do you really think that mask is helping you? Actually, I go, do you really think that mask is helping you? I don't do that. But I do ask them if they think that, really? I go, man, look, go understand how particulates work, you know, when they're coming out of people's mouth. And you don't understand. And you know what's funny about the mask thing, and what really gets me, is even to this day, they have on an airplane, if you've got a homemade mask, as long as it covers your mouth and it's okay. So it could be made out of stocking, and it's okay. What, you want to know what normal is? Let me tell you what normal is going to be. Normal is going to be when we go back to understand that anybody wearing a mask is up to no good. See, that's the real normal. And you're going to say, I'm not going to go around looking like a criminal, like I'm going to rob a bank anymore. I didn't pay, you know, $20,000 for this dental work, so I don't show it to people. But whatever your excuse is, but don't wear that baby diaper. And keep fighting back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.